Blog Talk Radio. The Asylum has opened its doors for another session of group therapy. Join your host, Christopher Cross, for uncut, no-holds-barred, real talk with everyday people and the best entertainment has to offer. Listen or call in and make your voice heard on this latest session of group therapy.
Today's episode, in case you missed it, my bitches, no means no. Now, we've got some new players through the bullpen this evening. First of all, I want to introduce you to a very near and dear friend of mine. After years and years of me trying to get her on, she's decided to climb on board the train. I'd like to introduce everybody to Jill. Hey, Jill, how's it going, dear?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, fabulous. Now that we got you on air. Now, I got to pick up the other two people we had. We had another friend. We had just incredible back on there. So we got to find the madman again. Just incredible. Where are you? Yoo-hoo! got to find my cupcake there. Hang on, dear. You there? Justin. Cupcake.
I'm here.
Okay, so.
He's back.
As you said, you briefly spoke to Jill in the green room. We got a couple new people in the bullpen tonight. So.
You said something
Justin, we had in the green room, the weed room.
The weed room. So
no means no. Now. We've got actually an interesting line of like people in the bullpen tonight. We've got the performer, just incredible. We've got the security, me and Liz, and then we've got the club patron, Joe. So we've got quite an interesting set up of people tonight, and I think we can discuss all aspects of this, or at least make people feel very uncomfortable. I'm okay with both.
With the type you are.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Let's keep
getting
reminded.
Uh-oh. Hello?
Ringing.
Hello?
Hello?
We are looking for Liz.
Hello?
Is that?
This is me.
Okay, so Liz, you are live on air with Cross, Just Incredible, and Jill. So how you
we
doing
sound like we have awesome names. We do.
You're on the only podcast that really matters. See, this is group therapy. This is my show. And see, when I tell people it's uncut, uncensored, like I personally, I think Drake's a longhorn cocksucker, but nobody else will say that on air. Anyway,
kissy fur.
if you're gonna talk to me like that, you gotta buy me dinner and a few drinks first.
No, I have to work with you. That's all I need.
True.
I've known you for 25 plus years. That's good for me, too.
Yeah, I'm screwed either way I go here. Okay, so to fill some people in here, since I've last been on air full time, a few things have changed. I'm back in doing security full time. And Liz is my partner. We work at the clubs. Me and her have seen some interesting things. Jill, I've known her for actually it's been more than 25 years here, dear. Go on,
yeah,
30.
25, plus ish. Don't give our age. Don't give my age out. You can give your own. Okay.
Oh, you're 21 and a whole.
He's known you for 25 years. It means he's known you since the day you were born.
That's right. Yep.
You're my favorite.
Good job,
Joey. You're my favorite patient.
That makes him a dinosaur.
Oh man, I'm only as old as you. I feel. Yeah,
I
did
not just turn 40.
I'm not far off, so.
All right, I just ripped myself up for a whole range of fucking insults there. All right, so today's topic is no means no. So what inspired this? And Liz, you're the one. Like me and you chatted about this before I decided to do this. Is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is—I know this is the whole thing with rape culture, the whole thing with sexual consent, alcohol, and it's a big hot button topic in a lot of ways. But what people seem to like miss is they say, and I'm going to offend a lot of people, but I really don't give a shit because this is real talk. That men need to know better, absolutely. And like I and Liz can attest to you that I have no patience for it when we're at work. That I have zero patience for it. But women are.
And then there's me. I have all the patience in the world for dirty boys.
You and me both, sister. You and me both.
It's more like foreplay when they start getting stupid.
but when you're the diplomat here, and I go from being a diplomat to the hothead, there's usually an issue with this.
Well, you're a male, so you just don't. There's no in between.
Okay, you can't fit him in a mouth.
I have an example. I have an example for all of this. If I can speak for a minute. So
yeah,
I don't go to clubs and bars very often, but I just celebrated my 29th birthday last weekend. So
okay.
I went to a club downtown, and why do guys think that if they offer to buy you a drink, that's an in for them to do whatever else they want?
Because they're stupid.
Like, I don't understand. Like, you're spending $5 for a drink for me? That doesn't mean anything.
Okay, we're going to set this as an established rule. And Justin, I think you can agree with me. Men are stupid.
Say that again. You got to talk a little bit louder, Chris. It's hard to hear you.
Men are stupid.
Yeah.
No. True. And that's the beginning.
Dumb. Dumb.
Now, dumb?
The ones who claim themselves to be normal, those are the ones you want to watch out for.
Yeah.
True, because that's where they mind fuck.
Well, what
it's all about a mind fuck.
At least in the sick ones, you know we're committed.
Not technically. They're a little more safer.
It's okay for a man and a woman a penis picture? Is that okay?
For a what?
A man to send a woman his picture. Is that allowed?
If
you better be hung and nice looking.
Send that to me as a way to introduce yourself. I've been on dating sites like Plenty of Fish or whatever. And for some reason, men seem to think this is a good way to introduce myself. Let me send you a picture of my junk and say, hey, want to fuck? Like, no, you
see, I would never do that.
Don't.
I would never do that. See, I'm a real man. I go out and disappoint in real life.
See, that's how you do it.
There you go.
And just FYI.
I'm gonna add to Joe's example with the guy with the $5 drink. And then we're gonna jump back to Joey. Justin Crumble, Joey. He goes by different names. We're trying to figure out his porn name next. I don't
disappointing junk?
Just embarrassing.
Anyway, you were there. I think this is before you started at the bar. Is I had this guy. I had one of the club regulars come up to me and go, "This guy's playing grab ass with everybody." So, okay, cool. So me being very cool about it, come up to me, "Yo, brother, I hear you're grabbing at the women. What's up?" He goes, "Well, I bought some drinks. I can do what I want." Dude,
no.
I'm sorry, no. A price of a drink doesn't get you too far.
No. A cracking glass of vodka and cranberry does not get you anything.
I walk him out. I have to walk him out. But
walk him out? Good.
He got knocked out and walked out. When men get to the bar and alcohol get involved, not all men, I'll say some men, their intelligence turns off and they start thinking with the wrong head. And this is where, women are no better. Like, I've had, there's the same.
No, women need to stop pretending that they're, I find.
Wait a minute.
Working
men
at,
have two heads?
At the. Yeah, but you know what? Women know how to work that shit if they really wanted to, and some of them do, and then they cry wolf when they realize they don't want that shit. So they start off with, oh, he's buying me drinks and blah, blah, blah. And then they get disappointed about something.
I can even one-up that. Is where... I've worked the door for off around 15 years, and I've seen it all. And one of the things that just blew me away is I had one that I was working on, had a line of about 50 people deep. Little chick comes out, like yoga chick, spinner chick comes out, does like a matrix backstand, like just basically like backstand like you see as a matrix, opens up her shirt, goes, "You can touch these if you let my friend in."
Nice. Did you touch them?
And this would be, like, and so my question to Jill and Liz, and maybe anybody else, who's any female who's listening, does she have the right to cry wolf? Or, I won't say cry wolf.
No, she doesn't. She's like, the one, she's just playing a game, and I wouldn't do it because then, yeah, she could cry wolf. Even though she exposed her boobs and shit, she'll turn around and say, "Oh, well, he touched me." Like, a lot of bitches out there actually do that crap, and they always like
dress
to.
All
pardon?
They dress. You dress all slutty. I'm like, "Oh yeah, I can get guys to buy me drinks."
Well, that's it. And they try to say, "No means no," and all this stuff. So if you don't want attention, then you don't dress for attention. And then if you do dress for attention, then you need to do something about it. Either you hold your own. And you say
and
no. Exactly.
I'm going to step in there. Regardless of where it is, no means no. I don't care where it is and where the progression is.
Yes.
No means no. That's just. But what I'm saying is these women who come in, like I even, like I'll give you another example. And I think you were there the other night when I busted these two. Is, and this is a saying we have around some of the clubs. If you find two or more people in the stall, men or women, you're either sucking cock, eating pussy, or doing blow.
Yep.
All of them are sort of. All of them are sort of.
Oh no, we've watched almost that happen on the dance floor. That was pretty open. There's not enough room for gangbangs in the fucking bathroom.
the
bathroom there is pretty small.
But when you pull these people out, they're the one of the first ones to cry wolf or cry sexual inequality, cry rape culture, and basically saying you're in.
Well, that's why you brought me in there. Because I won't put up with that shit. You stupid little skinkaroos, get the fuck out. What are you going to do, cry wolf with me? Good luck with that. I'm just waiting for a guy to cry wolf on me because I walk into the men's room and they happen to whip out with their fucking dink in their hand, and I'm going to be like, "Oh, sorry, keep on going. You're not doing drugs, obviously."
What was that?
I would have said, "I've seen bigger."
See, but I can't say that because then I could be offending, and I'm, you know, they might cry wolf on me.
You have to be politically correct, right?
Yes.
Okay, my job and Liz's job isn't to be politically correct. It's to be diplomatic.
Yeah.
It's to be diplomatic. So that's our job.
Hey, I always warn before I walk in, so they have enough time to put their dinks away or turn the other way.
Yes.
So I bang on the door, say, "Security, wait for 2 seconds, and then I'll pop my head around there. And sometimes, unfortunately, I see some teeny weenies, but can't say anything because, you know, God forbid they might get offended. The best is when in the women's bathroom and they tried to bring in a gay man. Oh, it's okay, he's gay. I'm like, no, no, it's not okay. He's dressed like a man. He needs to go in his bathroom. Sorry.
Like, Joe, what's your thought on that? Joey, I'll get your thought on this too. What's your whole thought on the whole one bathroom debate? Like, we should all be able to use one bathroom.
Mine?
Me personally, yeah, like me, but the way the laws are set, like, so, and I have people who are, okay, they're uncomfortable, but if there's two bathrooms, men and women, and you're at a bar,
mm-hmm.
a guy dresses like a man, acts like a man, you should
you know,
be
I
able
don't care
to go in and out
of the
bathroom.
I don't care. Just wash your hands. I don't care who uses what bathroom. Just wash your hands.
No, personally, I don't want no guy in the bathroom, in my bathroom. There's no reasons for it. There's another one.
You know,
and usually the...
In a club setting or a bar setting, it might be a little different when drinks are involved in a club setting or a bar setting. But, like, at school or, like, in a restaurant or something where it's a little more low-key, I don't really think it matters. But maybe in a club, it should be a little different because people get obnoxious when they drink.
All right. So
yeah.
Basically,
you know,
depending on the setting.
A shared bathroom is a bad idea.
But then, you know, then again, I've actually caught, you know, normal straight guys acting gay so they can hang out in the bathroom with the women. That's why I'm like, I'm against it. So you go use your bathroom and let the girls use their bathroom. I don't care if yours is full or you have to wait or something.
But
usually the men's bathroom is pretty damn empty.
Exactly. I've gone to the men's room many times just to not wait in line.
Well, unfortunately, I still have to kick
them
out because it's like, how is it okay for the guys to go in there into the...
Exactly.
You know, women's, and I kick them out, so I kick the women out, too, and they get pissy about it, and I'm like, I don't care. I'm the biggest bitch on the planet. Do I really care? Do I make, you know, I have four children that I raise. I don't put up with shit.
No, in your work environment, I think the rules are a little bit different. Like, you have to be strict just because of the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for sure.
But I'm speaking just in general, though. Is so you're saying, and so Joe, you're saying depending on the environment.
Yeah,
no.
I would say that.
And same thing. So,
I wouldn't.
Same thing. Why is that?
We're created as two people for a reason, men and women. Okay, we're separated for a reason. You know, let's say they are every bathroom's a unisex bathroom around, right? People with anxiety and depression and stuff like that, they don't want to go in the bathroom with mixed sexes. They want their own little type of world privacy.
I agree with that.
The bathrooms aren't there to, you know, say, hey, let's mix it up. The bathrooms are there for privacy reason.
I'm sorry. I don't really need some guy hanging out in the bathroom while I'm taking a leak. Like, they might be into that shit, but I'm not.
What about transgender people, though? Okay, I probably wouldn't want to share a bathroom with just some random dude, but if there was a guy who identified as a woman or whatever, just wanted to pee...
If they dress like one, maybe?
Yeah.
If they dress like a woman, then maybe?
You have to recognize and allow the transgender to use the whatever bathroom they choose.
Yeah. That's more what I meant. I wouldn't want to share the bathroom with just some random drunk dude in, like, you know, somewhere.
Well, that's what I mean. Just some rando. Like some guy, some big rando, like big old bushy man comes in holding his dick. Hi, little lady.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not taking a leak while some burly dude is standing that can see almost over my stall. No.
I'm totally on board with that comment.
That's when you take a big old stinky dump.
Don't
teach you to come in here.
Okay, with transgender, though, I totally agree. Like, it, to me, overall, it doesn't matter. But at work, I've seen some interesting stuff. And I agree with you.
Oh, we do.
Depending on the environment, this sounds really bad, but maybe a different set of rules or stricter sort of vigilance needs to be enforced. Because I've escorted guys out who are straight who tell me I identify as a woman. I said, dude, you've been going out of the men's washroom all night? They're like, yeah. I said, you've been hitting up and a little kissing up on ladies? Yeah. Do you have a dick? Yeah. then, dude, you're a man.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. There are some freaky guys out there that will pretend that they're gay because they know that girls will flock to them. Oh, he's just gay. He won't hit on me. But really, no, they have a plan. And I've seen it, and I've been in that scene when I was younger. It's like, it's amazing what some guys will do just so they can try to get a piece.
So let me tie it into something else here. Now, I'm going to say this, though. When you speak to guys who are drunk, when they're doing this stuff, I always say this, and I think Samuel L. Jackson always put it best.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
That is dealing with a drunk guy at the bar.
Yeah.
Point blank. The whole rape culture, slut shaming, the women ask for it, and this whole thing about light sentences for guys who obviously deserve to have their teeth kicked into the other side of their head. And on the same token, the women, it's becoming more prevalent in the news, especially these female teachers who are taking grade 4 and 5 and 6 students and basically, pardon my expression, teaching them a different set of mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about
that? This is where, as parents, we need to instill this in our kids that not everything that they see or be taught is not 100% accurate. Like, I've always taught my girls, okay, I have 2 teen girls, and I tell them right out, no means no, yes. But if you think that showing up at a party or something with very revealing outfit, they're going to take it the wrong way, and if they're drunk enough, they're not going to listen to the word no. So I tell them, okay, if you want to be respected, then you need to assert yourself in a way that people do respect you. And then if you cry wolf, well, he said this and this, and he did this, and I'm like, well, why is your tits hanging out? Like, why would you promote the fact that someone could possibly take it the wrong way? Why would you even go to that extreme? Like, and luckily enough, my girls get it.
And on the other side of that, I have a teenage boy who I am thinking, you know, you need to make sure that she's okay with everything. You ask permission if you have to. Like, you have to. But on the
My boys are still kind of young. But, mine's just turning 14.
Oh, God.
Well, and that's the thing, but it is about the parents on how you raise your children and their different kind of morals and stuff. It has nothing to do with the outside world unless you let it happen or you don't sit there and explain to them, okay, the reasons why this person is doing this is because of this. But if, as a parent, you don't sit there and instill this in your kids, they are going to turn up like little shits, and they are going
to
do stupid things, and we're not going
to
have control over it.
Yeah. And they need to pay attention to their body language also.
Now, do you guys agree with some of these light sentences that are being passed out by the judges?
Yeah. The Ross, whatever his name is, case.
Oh, that little fucking punk that raped in the alleyway with the kid?
Yeah, and she was passed out.
Yeah, that's disgusting. I think that guy should have been nailed to the wall.
Absolutely.
How, and not just that, why would you want to screw someone that's basically dead? Like, that's disgusting.
Right.
Like, hey, jellyfish, let's go for it. Oh, are you breathing still? You know, like, come on.
That's
funny. If you're that desperate, he must have a really small penis. Like, I mean, stupidly small.
Being conscious
or like,
sexy,
belly buttons are not in.
All right, so ladies, I'm going to ask you Joey, this is your opinion as well. Joey, as a man, one, do you think rape culture exists? And two, as much as it's not a popular concept, do you think guys can be raped?
Guys can be raped, yes, 100%.
Well,
and do you think
maybe if you're little boys.
And do you think
when
it's a rape culture
under the influence? He's not in his right mind. He's not able to make clear, sound-minded decisions. So if he's drunk and he's got a girl hitting on him, he's going to soak up the attention, but he really doesn't have a damn clue at what's going on.
Yeah, like a woman.
All he knows is somebody's paying attention to him and he's soaking it up. And then, you know, one thing leads to another. Next thing you know, they're having sex together. He wakes up in the morning. He's like, what did I do? That's a man who did not want to do that.
Yeah, true. Good point.
So, okay, I have a question
because
I don't know. I have a question. Okay, taking drinking out of the equation, because I've heard stories that men can be raped when there's no alcohol involved. How is that even possible? Like, if you're not enjoying it, how do you get it up? How does that even happen?
How do you get a hard on? How does it stay up unless you take Viagra or something?
I did a show a couple of years. I did a show a couple of years back. I decided not to air it because of like the content. Now, and because it's gotten into some stuff that even I found sort of distasteful.
Really? You? Oh my god.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
There's an issue. The body still can react. The body still can react. So even though the mind isn't down, the body can still react on autopilot.
So you can still get a boner even though you're hating it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Really?
The fact that, you know, a woman's just taking it, it's even though we don't want it, it's still exciting.
It sounds funny, but yeah. I'm sorry, I can't be serious on this.
It's kind of like the guy who's in the fifth grade.
No, I understand, like, weirdos freaking, okay, I can see a little boy or, you know, that kind of, like, at a certain age where, you know, sick women enjoy little kids. That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see them not getting pleasure out of it. But, like, a grown man,
you know,
it's kind of...
Pardon? Where the hell was that when I was a child? Like, teachers sleeping with students? Where the fuck was that?
Really?
I know. I'm just glad I'm kind of a woman, because if I had a penis, I'd probably be in a lot of trouble.
But the thing is, again, and this is just part of the content why I didn't want to air it, because it would have been a whole shitstorm, too, I would have had to face, is because there are some scumbag attorneys in Canada and the U.S., part of their defense they've used to get these guys off of rape is they ask, well, did you orgasm?
Really?
And there's been cases where the woman has answered yes, then by the scumbag defense lawyers would be like, well, then it's not rape.
So if you enjoy it, apparently that means you enjoy
it. That's a natural thing. When something happens.
Like,
you can't control it.
The body's on autopilot. So even if the guy is drunk or stoned, and there's a certain point where nothing works. Like, it's like you're trying to play. It's like,
or they really have to go pee?
Oh, thank you for sharing.
I've been in that.
So what I'll do is I'll put you on mute. Or just put the phone down and then come back to it.
Sorry?
Anyway.
No, what I'm saying, if the guy has to go pee, they get
it's
what?
No, yeah, but basically, like... But
hey, there's a defense. Thank you.
For a certain amount of drugs
and
alcohol...
Girl tried to just take it. I'm a piss in the bitch.
Yeah, that would
definitely...
That's
a whole other wrong right there.
That's like internal golden shower. I don't even know how to name that one.
Well,
yeah.
You don't
moving right along.
But
yeah, don't do that.
Guys,
don't do that to anybody.
One thing about the whole rape culture scenario that people seem to forget, and I've seen this happen in the bars, is where guys are.
Okay, but the difference between rape culture, as you quote it, and actual rape are two different things, I would think. Rape culture, quote unquote, are people that are into rough sex and all that weird shit.
No. Rape culture, no. Again, rape culture is basically when you okay it. The term rape culture, in the long and the short of it is they use that term to say that how rape is justified.
Okay. Yeah, because I was getting confused there. Because
where women are said to be asking for it, or guys, it just doesn't happen to men.
Yeah.
What it does, apparently.
Yeah, I just, I, yeah.
Like, what I don't understand, though, is,
what?
This world, right? Only women can be raped, women can be abused, so there's no abused men shelters. Women aren't taken seriously if they're charged with rape.
Men just don't say anything because they're embarrassed of it, right? Like, a lot of men just don't report it because they don't want to, they're just humiliated by the experience.
I find the guys that do report it are usually when they were children.
Yeah.
And usually the ones that are been children that have been abused growing up in that area, I find it does affect their relationships with a woman earlier on as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they usually can't get it up. They don't want anything like that because they've had it done to them when they were younger.
It's a traumatizing.
Exactly.
It even happens to adult men. Like, I read a story a long time ago about a married couple. A woman apparently raped her husband, and they were, in their 30s or 40s or whatever. And it happened a lot, and she physically abused him, and, she was just a horrible person. And he never reported it because who's going to take a 40-year-old man seriously? And my wife is abusing me. No man is going to admit to that, really.
Mm-hmm. The reason is why I don't have a lot of women friends, because women are nasty.
Mm-hmm.
They cry wolf too much. They put the men down. And then they wonder why, men, use me and blah, blah, blah. Well, because you're an asshole. And they know it.
Yeah.
And they can... Mm-hmm. They're going to act up because you're a stupid bitch.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree 100%. Women are the worst.
Yeah, and I totally agree with why men are feeling so belittled, because these silly little cows run around, poor me syndrome, when really they're the ones that have added to it and have made the situation 10 times worse because of them.
Creating
I've seen a lot. Yeah, and that's the set. Well, this whole stereotype about, poor single moms kind of thing. I've been a single mom for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
I preferred to be single at the fact I didn't need a man to be involved. Now, I've dated all different kinds of men, quote unquote, and all different races, cultures, or whatever, right? Some of them, unfortunately, the really nice guys get hurt so bad that they end up putting their defense mechanism of, when there is a semi-good woman out there, they turn into assholes. And it's not their fault, and I feel bad for them because they're just going again. And women do the same thing. They do. So you got two people that have been hurt badly, and then they both want to hurt each other because of their past.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it comes into, okay, well, you did this, and I didn't like my past tense to do it, so I'm going to cry wolf. Or, and guys do the same thing. And it kind of sucks because humans in general, they don't understand how to let go and redo.
Exactly.
So then it's a fighting sexism kind of thing because, women scream this and they do this, but men do too, right?
So it's basically, I think both sexes are at the same level. It's just depending on how you think things through to change that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't want to take that time to do that.
So on that thought, we're going to take a bit of a break here. I'm going to put something on here. So guys, you are talking with Christopher Cross, Jill Liz, and my ever-present madman right here on the only podcast that matters, Group Therapy. Now we're just going to play Fozzy Enemy. So we will see you back in 4 minutes, 20 seconds. Enjoy. Goodness gracious, we are back. That was Fuck the Enemy, and we're back on the only podcast that fucking well matters. I am Christopher Cross. The madman had to go walk with the small children he has in his basement. They were getting out.
He also had to put his handcuffs back on himself too.
Okay, ladies.
And it's taser.
Handcuffs. See, ladies. I am a fully equipped security guard. I am a fully equipped tax
and he carries
security.
Handcuffs. How hot is that?
I carry handcuffs, and I have a nightclub that is beyond measure.
That's
anyway.
Oh, you know what? He also has a baton and a zap, so it's like a cattle prod. That's what we call it out in the country, a cattle prod. So I call
That's
it the bar prod. So, you know, he won't let me touch the cattle prod. I really want to try it. It would be awesome because, I live out in the country.
Okay, remember
what I
said about consent.
The cattle prod.
Liz, if you're going to touch my cattle prod, this is about consent now. If you're going to touch my cattle prod,
I don't have to buy you dinner, honey.
Chris has to say yes. No means no.
I just have to wink at him. Okay, pull it up, big boy.
This show's going downhill much fucking quick. It's been enough of one of these fucking shows. We're all serious having a good discussion of these fucking degenerates. Oh,
but
shit.
The best is, even though this whole no means no thing, there is a lot of men that go to the bar that try to fight me.
Really?
It's amazing how there's this big guy that most men want to go to a bar and they want to brawl because they got egotistic drunkenness going on. But
small
they don't go after him. They go after me. I don't know if I remind them of their mother giving them hell because they're being bad boys. I don't know.
It was a bit of a side note. We'll do that side note. It was one of the first weekends Liz started with me, and we were partnering up at the bar. And this table of six guys. They were being and I know we're off topic. I said, the ones who are listening, but they were discussing, like, consider that it's off topic, my show, you go, I'll go fuck yourself. a table about six guys, and they were ready to square off with Liz. I'm down by the door. All of a sudden, one of my regulars goes, you better get up there, your partner's in shit. So I come barreling up the stairs. I drop my jacket, pull my baton, and Liz has a mag light out. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with a mag light, it's a big long light that weighs about maybe 15 pounds.
Yep. I was going to go for the knees. Oh, yeah.
And I have my baton out, and I wear, like, police style tactical gloves. So
and here's
I'm
this little short, fat redhead with this baton ready to just go.
So we're saying that there's six of them and two of us, and they're like, oh, and they're yelling at me, she's being a bitch. I'm like, I don't care, you need to get out. And we're sitting there, like, standing off of them. And that was a case of they were busy thinking with their dicks instead of their heads.
As most men
but
do.
That's the thing. And, like, guys underestimate me because I'm this little short, fat thing. Oh, what are you going to do? Honey, I train 1,500-pound animals that have balls. You are nothing.
What's
that?
No,
what do
you mean?
No, one of the problems with the men when they walk into the bars is they walk in thinking they're hard and that they can do what they want. And then when man or woman bouncer comes and tests that theory, like a couple months back, and I know a few people saw a post on Facebook about this, I nearly had to kill a guy in the bar. I nearly had to kill a guy in the bar.
Oh, the one that you had to make pass out?
Yeah, and basically what happened is that I mentioned earlier where he said, oh, I bought some drinks. I bought some drinks. I can do what I want. So he decided to swing on me. We got fighting into the stairs, and he nearly threw me down the stairs several times. So it got to that point where I had to take a quick assessment. Do I want to end up down two flights of stairs dead, or do I take this guy out? this is one of these cases where the guy thought he was all hard, and I had to put him to sleep.
Not
and
like
so,
that drunken idiot that was trying to fight outside with a broken arm.
I'm sorry. But this guy, he got dragged out, and when he woke up and came to, he was throwing his bike helmet around, yelling and screaming. And it was a case of, I thought I was hard. I thought I was a G. And, hang on a second. I got a phone call. Hang on, we're going to do this while I'm on air. Hello?
It's at Bobby's Warehouse. Anyway.
Where are you?
He had to take care of this one guy that was outside causing ruckus outside the bar.
I'm on a ring.
Really?
And it looked funny because here I am. I'm circling like a freaking pit bull waiting for him to tell me what I could do. And I'm just ready to go. Got my mag light out. I was just like ready to bottom him out. And, Chris ended up taking care of it. But I was just, so pumped.
Let me in there. Let me in there.
It's fine.
See, but that was just another example. This guy was drunk, thinking with the wrong. It's male ego, and that's a big problem. Where I just this guy came up from a building across the street, no shoes. Somebody gave him a fat lip, looking for a fight.
He was a crackhead too. He was on something else than booze. That's for sure.
And basically, nobody was willing to really deal with him effectively. So it's like, okay, you're going to sleep. And
sometimes you gotta let me.
Have to though.
My
like, you're getting that out of line.
Pardon
the same with women though. What about women? Do women buy men drinks and take advantage of them in the bar?
Yep.
Does that happen?
Yep.
Yeah.
I've had a few cases where I've had to handle it very discreetly. But I've had a few cases where the women have had to be escorted out.
Oh, like that huge Amazon bitch that freaking was protecting her little gay friend or something. I don't know what the hell.
That one was more
the
time.
The belly flop.
that was just foolishness. But no, I've had guys approach me like they're feeling comfortable with the women hitting on them. Can I speak with them? And I'll approach the women like, I'm getting complaints. You're being a little too forward with the guys. Hands on. Same courtesy I give the men. If depending on what the dance floor is like, the shit can be misconstrued on a dance floor too. You're going if it's a crowded dance floor, you're going along. Shit can be misconstrued. But I've had women give me answers. Well, if men can grab my tits when I buy them drinks, I can grab them by the dick. And I look at the women. I said, that's nice of you to think that, but not in my bar.
Yeah.
So I've had women, and I actually had to not where I work with Liz, but another bar, I actually had to physically throw a woman over my shoulder and remove her. Because when I approached her, she even tried to grab my dick. It's like,
well,
all men are like, yeah, sorry, I'm like, princess, you gotta go. You gotta go.
Sorry, having dirty mind here.
I'm sorry if a guy actually allowed me to grab his dick. I would kind of might have been on it. That's only if they allow me. If they say, yeah, sure, take a gander, okay.
Then you get a guy like me, you come up and grab my dick, like, you have 10 minutes to get your hand off my dick.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's the thing.
It all
depends
on the person, too.
So we're teaching our kids and whoever, like, okay, you have to ask permission. You have to make sure they say yes. But who does that? Who's like, do you mind if I kiss you? Is it okay if I do this? Like, people don't say those words. So how are you going to get
except you're someone
properly?
Like me.
you also have to teach the kids how to read a room. What I teach my boys is even when they're even Liam, who's like young on the young side, when he's asking he's looking at a situation, if he's not feeling it, chances are it's not the right time to ask or do something.
Well, you have to
Same with my other boy.
Yeah,
like,
it has to be the mood. Like, you have to be able to read body language, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And sometimes I find men don't really read the body language, or they mistaken it. And then they go too far because they've already had too many drinks. Now, I find men are more hands-on-y than women are in general.
I had one,
like, there are some out there.
I had one case. This was about 5 years ago. I was working a party. And this one always blows me away when I think about it. Guy comes up to me and goes, I need you to escort a woman out of here. I'm like, okay, dude, what happened? Well, basically, they had a little fun and games in the coat check room. And then she was turning around asking him for money, otherwise she's going to scream rape.
Oh, really?
So I went and spoke with her, and I said, well, what's the situation? And she said, oh, well, we had fun and games in the coat, but it was a mistake. So I said, are you trying to blackmail him? She goes, well, I need someone to pay for my room.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, really?
Seeing it's skanks like that that give everything about me.
Exactly. Yeah. But then again, also men make bad names for themselves too, right? So it's like,
yeah,
damned if you do,
well,
damned if you don't.
Yeah.
Well, I can do the flip side with men too. Like, one guy ran up, and we're getting into, like, but this is different, like, well, men and women make bad names. Like, so for the good men and women, a small amount of dumb shit to make a bad name for everybody. One guy standing.
No, there's always one human that ruins the party.
Exactly. There's one guy who runs up the stairs, jumps cover, and I have to go searching for him. I find him in the bathroom taking a piss, holding his dick.
Yummy.
It's kind of funny.
How sanitary
is that? Every time I hold, I find these guys, they're holding their dick. So I'm pissed off with the guy. I go, look, dude, you jumped my fucking line. You jump cover, you need to go. And he's holding his dick, taking a piss. So I go, you got a choice. You can either walk out, you can either zip up and walk out, or I drag you out of here while you're holding your dick. And this guy must have been stoned when he got in there, because guess what option he took?
Lovely.
So he goes, option B. I go, are you sure? He goes, yeah. So put him in a lock, drag him out. I'm dragging him down the hall, dragging him towards on the dance floor, and on his dick. Okay, I'll walk. And I'm like, do me a favor, princess. Zip up.
Wow.
These are some of the people who are the highlight of humanity. And these are the ones,
You know what? Women are the same way. Like, many moons ago, when I was bouncing at a bar in Hamilton, there would be girls that are wearing basically nothing. So they're drunk, passed out in the bathroom, and I'm going to have to, like, I have to drag them out because they're not waking up. So here's this Amazon woman, and I'm only 5'4", so this woman is, like, much taller than I am, wearing heels, of course. So she's slumped over in the bathroom, and I'm like, okay. I turn to her friends. I'm like, you guys need to pull up her underwear or whatever she's wearing, because I'm not touching that. And then I had to put her over my shoulder, which her ass is, like, right beside my face, which was really disgusting. And then I'm having to drag her down the stairs, and I'm telling her friends, you know, at least lift her head so she doesn't smack it off the stairs as I'm pulling her down. Luckily, there's a chair at the end of the stairwell, so I put her down, and I'm just like, you guys are lucky she didn't, like, crap on me or something, because I would, like, lose it.
Yeah,
wow.
You would have been the shit.
Yeah.
She's the shit, man.
But, like, and stuff like that. Like, as I've had to drag out women like that, and it's like, why would you come to a bar to get that screwed up, to pass out in a bathroom and having to be, like, embarrassed
while you're passed out. You're lucky that I was happened to be there and it wasn't, you know, another person that could have took advantage of her. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why people do that to themselves. Like, last weekend, there was a guy that was so drunk, he was barfing, and he couldn't even stand up. Like, he's half laying on the ground, yakking, and it's like, dude, like, why would you get to that point in the first place?
Why are the bartenders still serving people like that?
Well, no, sometimes they don't show it until they go outside.
Or when their friends will buy
drugs.
No, no, there's other stuff involved, but, and this is where the friends who are not so shit-faced will buy them drinks, or they'll do what I call looking gutter, is where the drinks that are left around the bar, they'll pick up random drinks and start drinking them. Doesn't matter what shit's in them. I've seen people drink stuff with, like, cigarette butts in them.
That's
outdoor patios. It's going ghetto. So, on that note, ladies, we are down to the last 4 minutes. So, we are going to call this a close. So, it was an interesting first full show back. So, I'm going to get you two back on air again. And besides that, anyway, Joe, you owe me a show, Joe, because I won't do that body image one you've been on me. Oh, you're that body image one you've been on me for so long about.
Yes. I want to do that.
And
one.
I get to work with you this weekend again. Yay!
fine. Anyways.
Whatever. You love me.
Wild.
Yeah,
I make your life fun when we're there, okay? Some of the shit that comes out of my mouth is just, like, out of this world. You love it. Especially when guys are like, oh, what are you, big tough bitch? Yes, I like foreplay.
Anyways, for I am the man with the plan, Christopher Cross. You are listening to Group Therapy. Our next show, I do believe, is either Body Image or it is handshakes, hand jobs, and more bar stories. I'm going to try to get a few more people on that one. So, guys, thank you so much for coming on air. And people who have listened, thank you so much. And we will see you next time. Peace, everybody.